It's time for overtime.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines. From locals to the pros. With interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
And a drive to right.
To players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Cranked up and ready to roll, it's hour number two on a Wednesday. Welcome back into Overtime. Headlines and highlights on the way. The latest from the NBA. Our draft contest continues, and we'll be talking more NBA postseason with the senior NBA writer from HoopsWire.com, Sam Amico, joins us around 12:30 on today's program. We'll dive into your scorecard here in just a moment, but quickly before then, couple bits of breaking news from college basketball. First things first, according to Jeff Goodman at Goodman Hoops on Twitter, good news for North Carolina. All signs point to North Carolina star R.J. Davis returning to Chapel Hill for another season. According to sources telling the Field of 68 on Twitter, Davis averaged over 21 points and shot 40% from downtown this season and will take advantage of the extra COVID season. And now the big news that a lot of Jackrabbit fans have been waiting for. We know Zeke Mayo has announced his intent to transfer, and he's joined the Kansas Jayhawk program. Will Kyle III will not be joining Kansas. He will be going elsewhere. He's announced his destination, and William Kyle III has announced his commitment to join the UCLA Bruin basketball program. Congratulations to Will Kyle III. The next chapter of his great college career will be down in Los Angeles. Now into your scorecard from yesterday quickly as we buzz through your hour number two scorecard and headlines of the day. Washington, the Capitals, lost to the Rangers last night 4-3 on the road. Rangers lead that series 2-0. Similar lead for Florida, 2 games up on Tampa Bay. Overtime winners last night 3-2. And it was a big night for the Colorado Avalanche. They were down a game heading into Winnipeg for game number two, and they tie it up a game apiece.
McCarr for Cogliano. He'll tip it in wide of Hellebuck. Settles it down. Pressure coming from Yakov Trenin. Got it free. Cogliano in front. Parisi is there. He scores! Easy! Breezy! Zach Parisi!
Audio courtesy of KKSC here on Overtime. Other finals, Nashville wins in Vancouver 4-1. Canucks and the Predators tied a game apiece. Tonight in the NHL, Bruins at Maple Leaf, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Golden Knights at Stars, 8:30 on ESPN. Kings at Oilers, 9 o'clock start time on TBS. NBA finals from last night got a start and end with those Minnesota Timberwolves. Jaden McDaniels was cooking.
Off the right sideline, Conley hands it off to Edwards, throws out of a trap. Swing it all the way into the left corner. McDaniels for three.
Boom! Got that. That is it. 99, Sweet Prince.
Big time win, 105-93. Here's the final call from last night's win that has the Timberwolves up 2-0.
Suns are inbound and a 3 miss of the horn. The final at Target Center. Minnesota Timberwolves 105, the Phoenix Suns 93. Phoenix is 0-14 in best-of-seven series, in which it's lost the first 2 games.
Good news for the Timberwolves. They win it last night, 105-93. Lead that series 2-0. Coming up Friday, Game 3 from Phoenix, 9:30 on ESPN. Other finals, Indiana gets 37 points from Pascal Siakam in a 125-108 win against Milwaukee in Milwaukee. That series also equalized at a game apiece. And another series that's back to a 1-1 kind of record right now, Dallas and the Clippers from L.A. last night. Luka Doncic had a big night, and the Mavericks equalized the series.
Luka, double team, then they back out of it. Now against Leonard, to his left, screen by Kleba. Now against Zubac, sidestep left, take the three, make the three.
97.1 the freak there. Doncic, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists in the win. That series tied a game apiece. Tonight in the NBA, Heat at Celtics, 6 o'clock on TNT. Pelicans at Thunder, 8:30 start time, also on TNT. Boston and OKC, both atop those series right now, 1-0. Major League Baseball yesterday, Cubbies get a big win over Houston 7-2. Chicago now 14-9. Other winners, Cleveland over Boston 4-1. Milwaukee lost to Pittsburgh yesterday 2-1. And the Minnesota Twins come from behind and walk it off to earn their second consecutive win.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit to the right side. Base hit, Alex Kirilloff. Martin scores, and the Twins walk it off. Alex Kirilloff, RBI single, and the Twins win 6-5.
6-5 the final, 9-13 the new record for Minnesota. Reliever Jay Jackson gets his first win of the season. He's now 1-1. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, D-backs and Cardinals underway shortly from St. Louis. That's a 12:15 start time. For you Twins fans out there playing host to the White Sox, Game 3 of that series coming up later on this evening, 6 o'clock pregame coverage, 6:40, the official start time of tonight's ball game. The NFL draft gets going tomorrow. You can listen to round one at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Rounds two and three Friday night at 5 o'clock right here on ESPN Sioux Falls. One team that's not the Minnesota Vikings that is very likely to trade up is out in New York, the New York Giants, according to Sal Palantonio.
I think they're trying to move up. It's clear, all indications are, that they are in a quarterback hunt. Staying at six, they probably are not going to get one. By Denver trading for Zach Wilson, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us Denver's in the weeds at the quarterback position for sure. That's number one. But it also tells us that Denver tried to go up, didn't have enough ammo to do it, and needed an insurance policy that either New England or Arizona was asking for too much. So maybe Minnesota's in the same boat at 11. They won't be able to get up, which means if anybody wants to dance, they may have to dance with the New York Giants. And the Giants may either go to 3 or 4 to get either McCarthy or Drake May. I believe that they are interested in either one of them.
Sal Palantonio there of ESPN on that report. And that should concern Vikings fans marginally, of course, because you got some serious competition now and a team that picks ahead of you with pick number 6 in the draft. Vikings own 11-23. And as I put out yesterday, according to a report confirmed by Adam Schefter, unfortunately for Vikings fans, that investigation, the tampering investigation with Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons that may have resulted in the swap of pick 11 and pick 8 between the two teams, that's not going to happen this week, according to Adam Schefter as of yesterday. More on that and the drama ensuing at ESPNSiouxFalls.com. Let's go into your ReliaBank headlines of the day now. Iowa quarterback Deacon Hill, who started most of last season after Cade McNamara's knee injury, has entered the transfer portal as of yesterday. Hill started Iowa's final 9 games of last year, including the Big Ten Championship against Michigan and the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl against Tennessee. Hill completed 122 of 251 passes for 1,152 yards, 5 touchdowns against 8 interceptions, also added 2 rushing touchdowns. A lot to be desired from Hill and the Iowa offense as a whole last season, but Deacon Hill officially into the transfer portal. It'll be his third program after initially transferring to Iowa from the University of Wisconsin. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not necessarily making news with their decision, but they're not expected to pick up quarterback Justin Fields' $25 million fifth-year option. And why would they? They don't necessarily view him as a long-term starter today. I think it's a safe bet right now for the Steelers. They're rolling the dice on Fields. They're rolling the dice on Russell Wilson. Whatever sticks will stick. If either of them do stick, we'll wait and see. But Justin Fields will not be paid $25 million next season by the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to be a free agent following this year. A lot to prove. Maybe he's the long-term guy in Pittsburgh, but they're not going to pay him like a long-term quarterback this year with the opportunity possibly to spend the season on the bench behind Russell Wilson. Lastly here, before we tune it up for some more draft contest entries, ESPN content producer Hembo calculated the percentage of first-round picks that hit or miss, according to Adam Schefter on Twitter. This was part of the morning show this week, and Hembo's research and everything across the board had to do with first-round picks only and based on whether the player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. So I want to be clear here. When you have quarterbacks like Daniel Jones or have quarterbacks like Ryan Tannehill who are perfectly fine and dandy, but they're not necessarily hits in my book, but they did get a second contract with their particular team, so they are qualified and quantified as hits in this book. But the safest positions, according to percentages, to draft in the NFL draft's first round are as follows. Center is the best position to draft statistically if you want to hit on the individual in the first round. 92% hit rate from 2000 to 2019. Tackle, pretty high up there. Guard, also up there. Offensive line makes a lot of sense. Not a tremendous number of busts in the first round at the offensive line positions. Linebacker is a high value pick, and quarterback right in the thick of it. But the percentage of quarterbacks, I'm going to let you guess in your mind before I give you the exact percentage, since the year 2000 through 2019, what is the percentage of quarterbacks that are quote-unquote hits? And what they mean by that, for the purposes of the exercise, quarterbacks that stuck around and signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. Quarterbacks in the first round, their hit rate, 48%. And that feels awfully high for me, because every year we talk ourselves into two or three or four guys in the first, and in a couple years we're talking about, man, oh man, only one of those guys worked out. Only two, maybe none of those guys worked out at all. Quarterbacks, a 46% hit rate. Edge rusher, defensive tackle, 44 and 40%. The riskiest position, by the way, and this doesn't surprise me. If you were to ask me, I may have gotten this. I would have said quarterback also, but the riskiest position to spend a first-round pick on, according to this exercise, 2000 to 2019, and it also has to do a lot with the fact that there's so many of them on a football team and so many options on the field, wide receiver is the riskiest position to take in the first round of the NFL draft. The hit rate on wide receivers, as in the guy sticking around for more than just his initial rookie contract, is just 27%. Makes me feel pretty good about my Green Bay Packers famously not drafting a first-round wide receiver since 2004. You want to play some Predict the Pick? The time is now. Get in on the game, 605-362-3776. We got our first four entries. If you'd like to be in, I've got plenty of room for you. Dial us up, 605-362-3776. You got to make some predictions. Quarterbacks in round number one, the second quarterback taken. Minnesota Vikings first pick in the draft. And does Denver draft a quarterback? Also a tiebreaker. Total wide receivers taken in the entirety of the NFL draft. This will take place at the Friday Parlay this week. If you want in, dial us in right now, 605-362-3776. What's up for grabs? I'm glad you asked. Minnesota Twins tickets, Whiskey Myers tickets, and the usual prize pack for the Friday Parlay, always brought to you by Pausabilities and High-End Glass and Tobacco. If I don't get any callers, I'm going to go to break and come back talking basketball. But if you want in right now on our draft contest that ranges from tomorrow, draft night number one, through the weekend for a big prize pack, the number to call, 605-362-3776, 605-362-3776. Congratulations to Jordan, Jason, Jared, and Shane. There are first four entries, and I've got a lot of room on this sheet I printed out today for this draft contest. Again, that number, 605-362-3776. I'd love to get a couple of you on the board and have your bets placed here, 605-362-3776. If not, we'll go to break. Coming up, talking some basketball here shortly with Sam Amico, senior NBA writer with HoopsWire.com. Last chance for the draft contest here at your headlines of the day. Time in hour number two. I knew I'd get a caller. You're on with Overtime. What's your name?
Derek.
Derek, I appreciate the call. What's the last initial for you, Derek?
F.
I appreciate the call. Derek, hope you're doing well. Quarterbacks in round number one. How many?
Six.
Six quarterbacks in the first round. Who's the second quarterback taken this year?
Drake May.
May, I like that. A little bit different than everyone else. Minnesota's first round pick. Who are you going with for the Vikings? Who's their first pick in the draft?
I am going to go Jaden McDaniels.
McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels. So we're saying Jaden McDaniels. You mean Jaden Daniels. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, my wires crossed there for a minute. Does Denver draft a quarterback? It's a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Yes, they do. And tiebreaker, total receivers taken in the draft. We've had a smattering of high teens to mid-20s. Where do you want to go?
We'll go 18.
18, that's already taken. I'm going to put you at 19 if that works for you, Derek.
Just that's
it's
perfect.
It's a tiebreaker. Appreciate the call. If you would like to get in, the time is now. I'll take one more caller, one more entry right now before we go to break. 605-362-3776. You just got to predict the pick. There's no risk to it. There's a huge reward, a four-pack of Minnesota Twins tickets, four-pack of tickets to Whiskey Myers, and so much more on the way. 605-362-3776. Is there a caller out there that that wants to play Predict the Pick, Predict the Draft with Overtime. The time is now, right before break, final call, 10 seconds left. If I don't get you, I'm hitting that button, 605-362-3776. Again, it's 605-362-3776, and I'm toning it down. We're going to break. We're going to come back and give you an opportunity on that contest here in due time. But we're going to take the break, come back with the latest from the NBA, and immediately next, you will have another opportunity to get in on that draft contest. Again, the number to call, the number to dial, have it saved in your phone. Give us a call, 605-362-3776. We take the break, back with the latest from the NBA and more on a Wednesday of Overtime.
College hoops and NBA basketball, the NFL and Major League Baseball. It's all here on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this Wednesday edition of Overtime. Identity Crisis is in the books, and congratulations to Jordan for nabbing the gift card this week on Overtime. Still up for grabs, the long-form NFL draft contest. We'll get some more entries here for that contest in just a moment. Make some fun predictions, win some big prizes with Overtime as we're on draft day eve. By the way, how many folks are going to try to watch draft day tonight? I tried last night. I couldn't find it streaming anywhere. So if you have a tip for that, let me know. I typically try to watch that every week around this time to get me in the mood for the NFL draft. It's a big one for the Vikings and a big one for every NFL team as they gear it up and point everything towards the 2024 season. Now on to the NBA. Phoenix Suns guard Grayson Allen aggravated the sprained right ankle he suffered in the playoff opener, forcing him to hobble off in the third quarter of last night's loss to the Timberwolves. Suns later ruled him out for the remainder of the game. Minnesota leads the series now 2-0. In x-rays, good news for Grayson Allen and the Suns. X-rays were negative, and Allen is described as day-to-day, according to head coach Frank Vogel. The Dallas Mavericks series tying 96-93 win over the Clippers in Tuesday's Game 2 featured a couple typical Luka Doncic moments down the stretch, displays of his extraordinary skill and intense passion. Doncic switched a pair of critical step-back threes from the top of the arc in the fourth quarter, punctuating both by looking toward the stands and shouting in exhilaration. Considered a defensive liability at times in his career, Doncic spearheaded the Mavericks' smothering effort last night against the Clippers, who shot just 37% from the floor, and that was their lowest field goal percentage of the season. Now, what does Vegas think? Vegas is on Team Dallas right now. Dallas minus 135 to win that series. Clippers now an underdog at plus 115. And we've chronicled from the jump that Minnesota was an underdog entering the series against the Suns. Not the case now. 2-0 series lead. Timberwolves minus 400 at DraftKings to win the series. Phoenix plus 320. And lastly, checking in on the odds for tonight, tomorrow, and Friday in the NBA. Tonight, Heat and Celtics. Boston now a 14.5-point favorite in that game at home for Game 2. Game 2 between the Thunder and the Pelicans. Pelicans kept it really close in Game 1. We'll see what they can do tonight in OKC. Thunder are a 7.5-point favorite. Tomorrow's games, Cleveland and Orlando. From Orlando, the Magic are a 1.5-point favorite. Sixers at home for Game 3 against the Knicks, and Philly is a 4.5-point favorite in that game. And the Denver Nuggets are not an underdog in Game 3 against the Lakers. They're a 1-point road favorite out in L.A. Lastly, Friday night, just want to get you an update on the Timberwolves spread. Minnesota is a dog in Game 3, plus 4 right now, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, on the latest odds in Phoenix. Now's the time, though, to get those calls back in for our draft contest. If you want to be in on this, and if you're used to playing the Friday Parlay, there isn't a Friday Parlay this week. This is the Friday Parlay. The number to dial, 605-362-3776. We've got 5 entries so far. I'm looking for 20, maybe 30 entries into this thing before the end of tomorrow's show. The number to dial right now, you want to play Predict the Pick and get in on the contest, is 605-362-3776. If you're calling right now, I see you. Hang on hold for me, caller number 2. Caller number 1, you're on with me right now. What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, what's the last initial for you, Greg?
K.
K like Kevin. Greg, how many quarterbacks go in round number 1?
6.
6. Gotcha. Second quarterback taken, Greg. Who's it going to be?
Jaden Daniels.
Daniels. Gotcha. Minnesota Vikings first pick on Thursday night. Who's that going to be?
I'll go with McCarthy.
McCarthy, not too excited about it. Does Denver draft a quarterback, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and then total number of wide receivers taken in the entirety of the NFL draft. We've had a low guess of 18, a high guess of 25. Where do you want to be?
I'll go 33.
33. Love the pick there. I think it's going to be a lot of receivers. Greg, I appreciate it.
Also, Peacock for draft day.
Peacock for draft day. And again, we will hang up on Greg there. And back to line number two we go. Greg, you're in. I got you there. You're on with overtime as well. What's your name?
Brady.
Brady. What's the last initial for you, Brady?
A.
Brady A. I got you. Quarterbacks in round number one.
Five.
Second quarterback taken. Who's that?
Jaden Daniels.
Daniels. Minnesota Vikings first pick on Thursday night. Who they taking?
Penix Jr.
Wow. Love the prediction there. Does Denver draft a quarterback? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, they will. Has been the consensus so far. Lastly, total receivers in the entirety of the draft, Brady.
I'll shoot high. 45.
45. I got you, Brady. You're on the board. If you want to be on the board, the time is now to dial us up. 605-362-3776. I got a couple minutes left, which means I got a couple more entries to get to. You want to be in, you want to be on the board and win Twins tickets as well as Whiskey Myers concert tickets upcoming in early May. 605-362-3776 is the number to call. Again, 605-362-3776. I need some callers. I need some competitors, and I need some people that want to win big on the show. Get in on the contest now, 605-362-3776. We've had a smattering of picks so far from a total of eight different individuals. Your pick number nine. Welcome into the show. What's your name?
Sure, it's Carl.
Carl, what's the last initial for you, Carl?
It's B.
B like boy. How many quarterbacks go in the first round, Carl?
I'm going to say five.
I think you said five. Who's the second quarterback taken, Carl?
It'll be Daniels.
Okay, Minnesota's first pick on Thursday night. Who's that?
Okay.
One more time, J.J. McCarthy?
You bet, yep.
Okay, got you there. And does Denver draft a quarterback, yes or no?
I say no.
No, you're the first no, and that's a popular, a good pick there. Tiebreaker, total number of wide receivers taken in the entire NFL draft. What do you think?
I'm going to go 36.
36. I got you on the board, Carl. I got time for one more caller before we go to break. Might be the last call of the day. I'm going to try to get to it before the end of the show. But if you want to get in, guarantee your spot, give us a call right now. And I've got our caller, 605-362-3776. What's your name?
Braden.
Braden with a B?
Yes.
Gotcha. What's the last initial for you, Braden?
A.
Gotcha. What number of quarterbacks in the first round?
Four.
Four. Second quarterback taken. Who's that going to be?
Drake May.
Drake May, as you broke up a little bit there. Minnesota's first overall pick that they have on Thursday. Who are they going to take?
A.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy. Does Denver draft a quarterback, yes or no?
No.
No. And total number of wide receivers for you, Braden. What do you think?
I'm going to go 37.
37. I got you on the board. Congratulations. You are the final contestant of the segment, maybe the final contestant of the day. If you want to stick around, we're talking with Sam Amico about basketball, NBA playoffs coming up next. We got the good, the bad, the ugly at the end of the show. I'm going to try my best to squeeze in some more callers for this contest. We have about 10 entries so far. I got room for 32 on the board that I crafted in show prep this morning. We take the break and we come back with Sam Amico talking NBA playoff basketball, Minnesota Timberwolves chances, and much, much more. It's the Wednesday edition of Overtime right here on ESPN Sioux Falls.
The and coverage. We are ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
right back with you. It's the Wednesday edition of Overtime. Thanks for tuning us in, as always, right here on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO. Minnesota Timberwolves fans, how you feeling? I don't even need to know. I know how you're feeling. You're fired up. You're ready to rumble. And you think you might have a shot at ending that series against Phoenix pretty darn early. We might get a reality check here. We'll wait and see. Sam Amico of HoopsWire.com joins us now on the ESPN hotline. Sam, welcome to the show. How you been?
Good, Bert. Thanks for having me. Really enjoying the playoffs and have enjoyed watching the Timberwolves prove that the regular season means absolutely nothing.
Oh, absolutely true. And, I mean, to be fair to Minnesota as well, they were one of the best teams, if not the best team in the Western Conference record-wise for a lot of the season. But it's pretty refreshing around here to see them go up 2-0, especially a team that many people had them losing to in Phoenix with their star power. What has been a big takeaway for you from watching Game 1 and Game 2 from a Timberwolves perspective?
Yeah, when I say the regular season means nothing, the Timberwolves look like a different team against Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
That they lost all three games of the regular season and really have been dominant. You know, you talk about Game 1 really just dominated all the way around, but Game 2, to me, was a bigger sign that the Timberwolves really are a team through and through, Bert. I mean, you talk about, you know, Anthony Edwards struggling, shooting the ball, 3 of 12, and Karl Anthony Towns, what, like 12 points? I mean, you talk about, you wouldn't think that you look at the numbers of their two biggest stars offensively, and you would think, well, that's a game they lost. But they came out and really have been playing playoff-style defense in this series, which really shows to me kind of the growth of this team from last season. Just so much better defensively, so much more locked in at that end when it comes to, you know, understanding that the playoffs are a different animal. So to me, the Timberwolves really are proving a lot. And you're right, a lot of people have the Suns winning this series 5 or 6 games even. But I think that the Timberwolves have proven, you know what, our regular season was no fluke. And this is, they've taken it to another level in these first two games.
Sam, I know you're out to our east quite a bit, and I know that you cover the NBA from coast to coast. So answer this question for me when I ask, what's the general perception right now of Minnesota? Of course, today people might be excited, but over the last couple of years, it's been the cute team with Anthony Edwards. He's a rising star. Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, interesting fits there. And it's been a kind of a meld, and last year was a work in progress. This year been pretty darn good throughout the season. What's the national perception these days of Minnesota, and do fans think that they're a legitimate contender?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Everything I got back nationally was kind of like, well, they had a really nice regular season. Don't expect them to do much in the playoffs, to be honest, is what I was, you know, kind of gathering. I would say after last night, that really has changed. And if it hasn't changed for you, you know, as a fan outside Minnesota, then I think you're kind of foolish, because the way they won that game last night, when they didn't get great offensive performances from the two stars, I think really says a lot about their direction. And I will tell you this, everything I've gotten back, you know, read or watched on NBA TV or TNT or whatever, everybody's singing their praises now. So I think that respect is definitely there. You know, obviously you're going into Phoenix, see what you can do there for two games. I think if they can get one of those, the series is going to be over pretty quickly. And then, you know, theoretically you would face the Nuggets in the next round. So I think that matchup would be pretty even, but obviously one series at a time here.
Oh, absolutely true, but it would be a cool matchup to see Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Minnesota playing so well, and Denver just doing what they do, which is win basketball games in the postseason these days. Talking with Sam Amico of HoopsWire.com, Wednesday edition of Overtime. The other game last night that really caught my eye, Bucks and Pacers. I've been like Denny Green slamming my hat on the podium saying the Bucks are who we thought they were, and they were last night. They let us down. The Pacers even the series one game apiece. What do you think of that? Is there any way to predict what happens the remainder of that series?
Yeah, I don't. The one prediction I will make is I don't think there's any way the Bucks win as long as Giannis Antetokounmpo is out. They're not going to win that series. And even with him, you know, the Pacers dominated that series in the regular season. The Bucks beat them once, and that took a 64-point performance from Giannis for them to beat the Pacers. So Milwaukee doesn't match up real well with Indiana. I think Indiana's, you know, excellent coach, and getting Pascal Siakam from Toronto, really this is the reason that they got him. And he had 36 points in game one for the Pacers, 37 points, 11 rebounds in game two, as Indiana kind of won that game going away in Milwaukee. So I you know, look, if you're looking at this series and you know, Antetokounmpo's status is very much up in the air. Sounds like he could be back for game three or four in Indiana. But without him, I just don't think the Bucks will get past Indiana. And as you said, they are who we thought they were, and which has been very up and down and very unreliable.
Game three there, Milwaukee at Indiana, coming up on Friday night, 4:30 the start time. 5-point spread in favor of Indiana on their home floor for game three. Coming up tonight, Pelicans and Thunder from OKC. It's a 7.5-point spread. That first game was pretty darn close and could have gone the Pel's way. Is there any chance with Zion dinged up and OKC at home tonight, is there any chance that the Pelicans can make this thing pretty interesting?
Yeah, I think so, because the Pelicans have a lot of veterans, you know, obviously, C.J. McCollum, who, had he knocked down that three the other night, they'd be up 1-0, New Orleans would be. And then, you know, Jonas Valanciunas, Ingram, those other guys, even without Zion Williamson, they have a ton of playoff experience, or guys with playoff experience. Whereas Oklahoma City, this is all kind of new territory to them, you know, number one seed in the Western Conference. But we often see teams that are veteran teams are the teams that advance the playoffs. So I think this is a pretty good matchup, even though it's a number one versus a number eight seed that had to get in there via the play-in tournament. But look, no disrespect to the Thunder, because I think that they will probably win this series, but I think it's going to be a real dogfight. And I wouldn't be stunned if New Orleans ended up taking the series. I wouldn't consider that a major upset, even without Zion Williamson. So, you know, maybe the Thunder learned from that game one and are going to come out with a little bit more, you know, kind of sense of urgency that the Pelicans showed in game one. But that said, Thunder up 1-0 and are at home again.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Miami visits Boston earlier tonight. New Orleans Pelicans, Thunder later on tonight. 7.5-point to spread in favor of OKC. Sam, before we let you go, just wanted to get some sleeper picks and realistic picks from you. Is there one team that comes to mind that might be off the beaten path that you're higher on than other folks? And then piggyback to that question, a lot of people will say it's going to be Boston against Denver. What team of those two doesn't make it and why?
Well, I'll tell you what. At the start of the playoffs, I had the Philadelphia 76ers and the Nuggets. Okay?
I had the Sixers in the conference finals, but not the finals finals.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not looking so good right now, but I think that series can still turn once it goes back to Philly. You know, and look, Boston won the Eastern Conference by 14 games, which is the biggest margin between 1 and 2 in the conference since 1976. So they were very dominant during the regular season, but I don't think people are looking at them, fair or not, people aren't looking at them as like the 2016 Cavs or 2017 Warriors yet. I think that they still have some more to prove there with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I do think, look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Timberwolves are going to upset Denver in the second round, assuming they play Denver. I think that they would make quick work of the Lakers if the Lakers should somehow come back to win that series. So I'm going to say Boston and the Timberwolves just for the fun of it. And I'll tell you what, I think if Minnesota can get past Denver, which I think that's pretty evenly matched, if Minnesota can do that, I think they will go to the final.
Hey, quite the endorsement. I know you got a lot of people here in Sioux Falls and Southwest Minnesota fired up with that, Sam. Hope to check in with you again soon. Thanks so much for the time, as always, and all the best throughout the postseason.
All right, Bert, thanks so much for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
I can't wait for it again. Sam Amico of HoopsWire.com. Great coverage coast-to-coast to the NBA, especially in this crucial juncture of the season into the postseason round number one. Still pretty darn early, but for the Timberwolves fans out there, I feel you right now, fired up on a Wednesday edition of Overtime. A lot to look forward to, including the opportunity to get in on our draft contest coming up next on Overtime. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. And then I'm going to scratch and claw a couple minutes of the show out to get a few more entries in for our draft contest. I've got about 10 so far. If you'd like to get in on the fun, you can dial me now as we go to break. I'll get you off the air, or you can hit it on the air when we come back. 605-362-3776. You want in? Dial me up right now. Put me to work over the break. 605-362-3776.
Streaming live online and with the app, this is Overtime with Bert Rameen on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you to round out the Wednesday edition of Overtime. Ever miss any of the show? Podcast links are always available, ESPNSiouxFalls.com or on the free handy-dandy ESPN Sioux Falls app on your mobile device. Congratulations to Todd, Dylan, and Brad. They got in on the contest over the break. You can get in on the contest here in just a moment, but we got the good, the bad, and the ugly to get to first.
Many days there are those who can be called a problem child. You know the ones. They have a tendency to display an ugly side. They have their whining moments. Some display an outright bad side of themselves. And then there are those who stand out in a good way. Well, here they are. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
First things first, always get you the good news on Overtime. Zach Edey, the consensus National Player of the Year, projected lottery pick in the draft, has submitted his paperwork to the league office, making him officially eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. He told ESPN, "I felt like it was time. I showed that I'm a physical presence on offense this year. I also showed I can play defense. I can guard in space, even defend guard." 7'4" center from Canada. Edey is the number 14 prospect in ESPN's draft projections. Edey holds the all-time Purdue record by scoring more than 2,500 points and pulling down more than 1,300 rebounds in his career. 14th rated prospect Zach Edey, National Player of the Year, officially joining the NBA draft. Now on to the bad. The Chicago Cubs are dealing with some injuries. Play struggling right-hander Kyle Hendricks on the injured list on Tuesday with lower back pain. The 34-year-old has a 12.00 ERA over his first five starts, which includes a league-high 8 home runs allowed. Cubs manager Craig Counsell said Hendricks felt something in his back as he was warming up for his start on Sunday against the Marlins. Elsewhere, the Cubs recalled right-hander Hayden Wesneski to replace Hendricks on the roster. And additionally, the team recalled left-handed first baseman Matt Mervis while designating righty Garrett Cooper for assignment. Now on to the ugly. It ain't ugly anymore. In fact, this is a marquee easy candidate for the good today. Reggie Bush is finally getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back, as ESPN has learned that the Heisman Trust will announce Wednesday the formal, quote, reinstatement of the trophy to Bush amid what it calls, quote, enormous changes in the college football landscape. The Heisman Trust decision comes after Bush forfeited his Heisman Trophy in 2010 in wake of significant NCAA sanctions to the university, which included Bush receiving improper benefits during a Trojans career that spanned from 2003 to 2005. As part of the decision on Wednesday, the Heisman Trust is rightfully returning the Heisman Trophy to Bush and a replica to USC. Bush will again be invited to all future Heisman Trophy ceremonies beginning in the 2004 season. And before we open it up for more draft contest entries, I gotta say this on Reggie Bush. Not only is this the right decision, not only were there still under the radar payments and benefits and all sorts of hey, hey, wink, wink, hush, hush deals back in the day, what was in the dark has kind of come into the light now with the NIL, with the recruitment, with the collectives and everything else going on in college football. But I'll say this about my time watching college football. I grew up watching one of the best running backs to ever play, Ron Dayne at Wisconsin. Huge fan of him. Reggie Bush is by far, and I mean by far, the best college football player I have ever seen. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to watch him, you are missing out. Look up some highlights. He was the best college football player of any position that I have ever seen. And I've seen some good ones. I've spent many Saturday on the couch watching college football or out in a stadium watching a marquee game. It's been a ton of fun, college football, but there's no one that has been as good as Reggie Bush in person or on the TV, in my opinion. And now, rightfully, he's back to being the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner. You can be a winner as well right now. Draft contest officially back open, 605-362-3776. We'll be doing this for the remainder of the show. If you want in on the big-time draft contest that's taking place in place of the Friday parlay, all you got to do is dial me in right now, 605-362-3776. We're doing some draft picks. We're not telling exactly who goes where, but some fun picks here. 605-362-3776. You make a couple predictions. There's four total picks to make and a tiebreaker. It ain't hard. It's fun. And it's for a big time prize. Four pack of Minnesota Twins tickets, a pair of concert tickets to Whiskey Myers in early May, and so much more, including your always reliable prize pack for the Friday parlay. You want to get in with the final entries of the day? We got 3 minutes to go in the show. 605-362-3776, the number to call. We got about 15 entries so far. I'd like to have double that by draft night. That number to dial right now. We got 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the show. I'd love to get you on the contest. 605-362-3776, the number to dial. I got Jordan, Jason, Jared, Shane, Derek, Greg, Brady, Carl, Brayden, Todd, Dylan, and Brad so far. You could be next. All you got to do is take a break. 605-362-3776. Dial us up if you want to play predict the pick. Quarterbacks in round one, the second quarterback drafted, the Vikings' first pick on Thursday night. Who do you think that's going to be? I had a caller over break said he thinks it's going to be Bo Nix. I know that might be popular position-wise, but not popular player-wise for the Minnesota Vikings. It is an absolute dice roll each and every year, but let's see how well you roll the dice. If you'd like to get in on the draft contest, dial us up right now, 605-362-3776. It takes place of the Friday parlay this weekend. We do not have a parlay this weekend. This is the Friday parlay. Twins tickets up for grabs and so much more. That number, 605-362-3776. You guys are very, very quiet today. I envision tomorrow there'll be a lot of people wanting to get in on this as we've got our mock draft and football talk. But if you want to get in right now, guaranteed, I got the spots. I got the pen in my hand. I got the paper on my desk, and I'm ready to etch your name in here and get you hooked up with some great prizes with overtime. Welcome into the show. What's your name?
This guy.
Guy, I appreciate the call. What's the last initial of your last name, Guy?
C.
Gotcha. How many quarterbacks go in round one, Guy?
I'm going to say seven.
Seven. Okay. Who's the second quarterback taken in this year's draft?
Got to go with Daniels.
Daniels, okay. Minnesota's first pick on Thursday night. Who are they going to take?
That's tough. I'm going to go with the defensive end from Florida State.
Gotcha. Jared Verse.
Dallas Turner.
Oh, Dallas Turner from Alabama. I gotcha.
Alabama.
Denver drafting a quarterback, Guy, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then total receivers taken in the entire draft. What do you think? What's the number?
22.
Guy, I appreciate the call. You could be our next lucky caller, 605-362-3776. I just got a little bit of time left in the show. You want to squeeze in, you want to get your entry in and be safe and locked in for tomorrow for draft day. You don't have to sweat it. You don't have to worry about it. All you got to do is call right now, 605-362-3776. Big opportunity today to get in on our draft contest. No Friday parlay. This takes place of the Friday parlay for all of you parlay players. Don't be sweating over the weekend. You can get in now with the draft contest, 605-362-3776. Last couple seconds of the show, and I'm going to go ahead and say so long, 605-362-3776. One more caller if you want it. Get on the line right now. I'm dragging my toes. I'm dragging my feet for you, and I don't think we're going to get to you today on the program. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow on the show, we've got Dustin Baker of Vikings Territory in for an all-encompassing mock draft on a Thursday. We're also early tomorrow from 10 to 11:30. Hope you can join us as always. Until that time, we say so long and best of luck to all your NBA teams out there, your NHL teams. We will talk to you tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 on the next edition of Overtime right here on ESPN Sioux Falls.